Happy Wednesday, everyone. Today is February 10th, 2021, and welcome to Today in Sports History, the podcast that will make you the most interesting person at the water cooler, guaranteed. I want to apologize for the technical difficulties we've been having this week. Hopefully we'll get through this week, but without any further ado, let's get started. In 1920, baseball outlawed pitches involving tampering with the ball. The infamous spitball is now officially illegal. In 1924, Bucky Harris, at the age of 27, becomes youngest baseball manager for the Washington Senators. In 1925, the American League decides to alternate leagues for Game 1 of the World Series each year. In 1926, construction begins in anticipation of the Olympics in Amsterdam. In 1932, Sweden goes 1-2 in the 18K cross-country event at the Lake Placid Winter Olympics. In 1961, the AFL's Los Angeles Chargers moved to San Diego. In 1971, Bill White becomes the first African-American baseball announcer for the New York Yankees. In 1974, Judy Eikenberry wins the first U.S. women's marathon with a time of 2 hours, 55 minutes, and 17 seconds. In 1989, the minor league football system opens organizational meetings in St. Louis. Also in 1989, to gain deregulation, the WWF admits pro wrestling is an exhibition and not a sport in a New Jersey court. In 1992, Bonnie Blair wins the 1992 Olympics first gold medal for the United States. Also in 1992, Mike Tyson is convicted of sexually assaulting Desiree Washington in Indiana. In 1993, Jani Sievonen swims a world record 200-meter backstroke in 1 minute 55 seconds. In 1995, Sun Kyun sets a world record female indoor pole vault at 4.12 meters. In 1996, the IBM computer Deep Blue becomes the first computer to win a game of chess against a reigning human chess champion. In 1997, the jury in the O.J. Simpson civil liability trial determined that he had to pay damages totaling $25 million. In 2006, the 20th Winter Olympic Games opened in Italy. In 2018, the Tottenham Hotspurs edge out Arsenal 1-0 at Wembley Stadium in front of the English Premier League's record single-game attendance of 83,222 fans. And in 2019, the 8 centrally owned and operated teams of the Alliance of American Football gets underway. The Orlando Apollos beat the Atlanta Legends 40-6 at Spectrum Stadium in Orlando, Florida. We'll be right back with our deep dive segment. Thanks for sticking around, and welcome to our deep dive segment. For those of you that follow American football in the States, you remember the entertainingly awful attempt 2 years ago that was the Alliance of American Football, or AAF. So instead of covering that train wreck, we're going to look at another disastrous attempt at minor league football, the minor league football system that no one here at the office had heard of until we started doing research for this episode. In the summer of 1989, a new minor league football organization emerged with the hopes to be the official feeder league for the NFL. But no official relationship ever developed. With the demise of the United States Football League, the minor league football system made an attempt to fill that niche. The minor league football system was a brief effort to develop a nationwide semi-pro league. The MLFS had teams across the country from the Pacific Northwest to New England to the Deep South, but only lasted until 1990. One of the unique aspects of the league was that the league did not pay its players so that college-age players could maintain their eligibility. Instead of paying the players, the league became a temp agency in trying to find employment for the players and provide housing during the season. Thanks to that system, players were able to find jobs in local communities to make ends meet. Despite this, a handful of ex-NFL players played in the league, including quarterback Rusty Hilger and defensive lineman Ben Rudolph. During the league's second season in 1990, MLFS employed three former NFL and AFL head coaches. Walt Michaels of the New York Jets helmed the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Club. Darryl Rogers of the Detroit Lions ran Oklahoma City, and Lou Saban of the Buffalo Bills and Boston Patriots of the AFL coached the Middle Georgia Heatwave. Only Rogers made it to the end of the season. The league also had some great coaches of its own, most notably being Ray Hamilton, coaching Bay State, the former player for the New England Patriots. The league's first commissioner was Roger Worley, who had played 14 seasons with the St. Louis Cardinals of the NFL. The league kicked off in the summer of 1989 with 11 teams in Charlotte, North Carolina, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Pocono, Pennsylvania, Fairfield, Virginia, Palm Beach, Florida, San Jose, California, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Pueblo, Colorado, St. Louis, Missouri, Hayward, California, and Seattle, Washington. The Pueblo Crusaders won the championship that year. There were some changes going into the 1990 season, as the Bay State, Massachusetts, and Macon, Georgia were added. Pocono moved to Scranton, St. Louis moved to Oklahoma City, Hayward moved to Sacramento, San Jose moved to Fresno, and Seattle moved to Tacoma. The league limped along to the finish this season as Charlotte claimed the championship after a revised playoff. The teams in Colorado Springs and Tacoma, Washington, folded midway through the schedule. A planned 12-week regular season was reduced to 10 weeks to prevent more defections. The Charlotte Barons defeated the Pueblo Crusaders 24-18 in the league's championship game on September 29, 1990. The league folded quietly in the months that followed. The NFL's creation of the World League of American Football doomed the league's chances of becoming a minor league for the NFL. The WLAF began play in 1991 as the NFL's official development league, which eventually became NFL Europe. As we discussed earlier, the league folded after the 2007 season. MFLS is best remembered as a vehicle to develop defensive end Eric Swan. Swan was recruited to North Carolina State University in 1989, but never played a down of college football due to academic ineligibility. Swan joined the Bay State Titans franchise in Lynn, Massachusetts, as a 19-year-old in 1990. The Titans' general manager, Dick Bell, also served as Swan's agent and aggressively promoted him to NFL teams during the winter of 1990-1991. The Phoenix Cardinals chose Swan with the 6th overall pick in the 1991 NFL draft, despite his post-high school playing experience being limited to 11 semi-pro football games against unpaid competition. Swan went on to become a 2-time NFL All-Pro. We want to thank you for joining us in this episode and hope to have you back for many more. Please don't forget to subscribe to us however you're listening, and follow and like us on all social media. We can be found at Sport History Pod. Again, that's at Sport History Pod. Thank you to Jason Shaw of Audionautix for the introduction music, and Laura Robin, our script editor and director. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.